Well, I guess it'd be about time to get this warmed up and going. Now, how be this get to working again?
Press the button.
Which button?
Not that one.
Not this one. That one.
No. Your other left.
This other one? Which one are you talking about?
I meant the right. No, that big red one.
The other red button.
Not the big, happy, shiny one.
You mean the one I just pushed?
Yeah, for crying out loud. You don't know what you're doing.
I know perfectly well what I'm doing.
Snap that button off. For crying out loud. You just sit here on your patootie. You play with your buttons. I go make coffee.
You do that, but don't slam the door. Well, here it be. I think we're back up and running. Now, I'm just taking a look at the old calendar. And let us... there we be. Last on the 11th, I believe it were. Dr. Demento signed off here for the final time. He be still alive, but he has retired after 55 years in the saddle. And that be quite a high and respectable time. There be nothing wrong with what he done. Quite impressive, to be exacting. And we can't even begin to, shine anywhere near his accomplishment. But I will say, without him, the old captain's life would be far, far different. And I think I've gone into details on that in the past. And if I hadn't, well, I should. But I won't right now, because that's a long and boring story that you need not be hearing the whole things of. But I will say, we do have some good things coming up. We're going to celebrate a little bit of his retirement, saying goodbye. We'll be playing our usual stuffs, and we have the spooky stuffs. Party Halloweeny season be upon us. Let's see. Oh, yes! And we have a brand new song from Warm Quartet. Aye. Brand new song. We'll play it a little bit later, and you'll love it. It's catchy. It's fun. It's one of the finest things good old Tim has ever done. And trust me, you'll love it just as much as your captain. And so, without further ado, let us see what we have. I had a rhyme there. I know I did. But let me look here in the box. I had it all organized. And then I came in here. Somehow, sometimes coming in here, you ever have a spot where you kick back and relax, and everything seems to become completely confuzzled and disorganized? Well, sometimes that's what happens here. It's almost like magic. Maybe the spirits ruminate about here, and they decide to make things a little bit more festive in their own way. Give me one moment. Here it be! From the Roto-Rooter Good Time Christmas Band. Some of you know exactly what I'm about to say. Some of you be saying, well, what is it? What is it? What it could it be? Well, it's a little hat tip to good old Dr. D. Pico and Sepulva. Barry, thank you for the memories. Thank you. And welcome back, mateys. Welcome back. I hope that we be making some memories that'll last ye a long, long lifetime, as it be.
Pico and Sepulveda, Pico and Sepulveda, Pico and Sepulveda. and settle down in my La Brea. Settle down in my love.
What's that you have in your hand, boy? Pass it over. A telegram. Oh dear. Seems someone has been biting me. Fetch me my trousers at once. No, not those. Those are my time travel trousers. Those are my tea trousers. That's it. Those ones. My fighting trousers. Regarding your recent foray into the rap business and the scene you portray, see, I don't normally approve of war games, but he's biting is what they all say. And by Harry, they might be right. This is hip-hop, not an Elvis night. Shelve this professor impersonation. Let it end now, it's impertinent waiting. You seem a reasonable chap. What you need to do is rap and not parody chap hop, cause that's not proper, just not cricket. Put away your ukulele or I'll tell you where to stick it. I don't like your tweet, sir. Will teach you the professor's ready. Not. Let's see who strikes the loudest. Lose. Put on my fighting trousers. I've got super producers and fans that play me. You have a granddad's moustache and a ukulele. Don't look around, sir, I'm speaking to you. Roll up your shirt sleeves, Queensbury rules. Never test professors with the cleverest wit. Let's settle this like gentlemen armed with heavy sticks on a rotating plate with spikes like Flash Gordon. And you're Peter Duncan. I gave you fair warning. When this George Formby clone is performing, audiences go home before he begins talking. A new career might be more rewarding. I'm a bright Brighton peer, your rap's Piers Morgan. I don't like your tweet, sir. Will teach you the professor's ready. Not. Let's see who strikes the loudest. Lou. Put on my fighting trousers. I've not seen you at ciphers or workshops with kids or gigs, dear sir. You're not worthy of this. Sold out to Coca-Cola, used for a trend. And that means you're banned from using a pen. Hope it's safe to assume you won't do it again. Set foot on my stage and get ruined again. Be out, Mr. B. I set the egg timer. There's not room in town for two gentlemen rhymers. Leave town by the end of this instrumental. Yours, etc., etc., sincerely, and so forth, Professor Elemental. I don't like your tweet, sir. Will teach you the professor's ready. Not. Let's see who strikes the loudest. Lou. Put on my fighting trousers. Sorry, I'm sorry, Jeffrey, but it gets my goat. Gets my dander right up. It's bloody told him. No, no jazz solo. This is supposed to be a diss song. Jeffrey, get off the drums.
Well, it be. I like that one. It's always fun. Professor Elemental with fighting trousers. Now, I almost forgot to mention. Last week, we had it all planned out to do a show and tip our hat to Dr. Dem, much like what I'm doing for this week. But unfortunately, when I said we needed to, you know, talk about the doctor, Babushka, I don't know if she misunderstood or be a what, but she be saying she needed to go see a doctor, for she had a cold in her nose. And one might think that's exactly the song I'd play, but not right now. I think we still need to go and visit the doctor. The proper kind of doctor for someone like Babushka. What kind, you might be saying? Ha! Some of you be figuring it out. Ha! The witch doctor. That'd be right. That's what she be needing. David Seville's witch doctor. Here on the captain's quarters. Yeah, this hurts right.
I told the witch doctor I was in love with you. I told the witch doctor I was in love with you. And then the witch doctor, he told me what to do. He said that... I told the witch doctor you didn't love me true. I told the witch doctor you didn't love me nice. And then the witch doctor he gave me this advice. He said that ooh ee ooh ah ah ting tang walla walla bing bang. Ooh ee ooh ah ah ting tang walla walla bang bang. Ooh ee ooh ah ah ting tang walla walla bing bang. Ooh ee ooh ah ah ting tang walla walla bang bang. You've been keeping love from me just like you were a miser, and I'll admit I wasn't very smart. So I went out and found myself a guy that's so much wiser, and he taught me the way to win your heart. My friend, the witch doctor, he taught me what to say. My friend, the witch doctor, he taught me what to do. I know that you'll be mine when I say this to you. Ooh ee ooh ah ah ting tang walla walla bing bang. Ooh ee ooh ah ah ting tang walla walla bang bang. Ooh ee ooh ah ah ting tang walla walla bing bang. Ooh ee ooh ah ah ting tang walla walla bang bang. You've been keeping love from me just like you were a miser, and I'll admit I wasn't very smart. So I went out and found myself a guy that's so much wiser, and he taught me the way to win your heart. My friend, the witch doctor, he taught me what to say. My friend, the witch doctor, he taught me what to do. I know that you'll be mine when I say this to you, oh baby. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bang-bang. Come on in. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bang-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bang-bang.
Red-nosed zombie had a very shiny nose. All the survivors managed to get away because it glows. All the other zombies used to groan and make him leave. They never let poor Rudolph join any zombie meal. Then one hungry Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, you don't need the snow so bright, won't you rip it off tonight? And then all the zombies loved him, and they shouted out, hooray! Rudolph's no longer starving, cause he threw his nose away. All the zombies loved him, and they shouted out, hooray! Rudolph's no longer starving, cause he threw his nose away.
Just when you heard. Thought it was safe to go back to the waters deep. We find we have zombies there that creep. Kind of a rhymey thar. That was, albeit, how it works. Did I get that right? Albeit how it works. Yes, I was right on the money with Rudolph the Red-Nosed Zombie Reindeer. Now, let us stay in the theme of Halloweeny Christmas feel with the Dolly Rots with I Saw Mommy Biting Santa Claus. It's a sweet family style tune.
That's it.
Kirby Wildman Fisher with Dr. Demento with I'm a Christmas Tree. It isn't Halloweeny, but it is Dr. Demento-y, and we're trying to remember a bit of both. So I thought we transitioned into a little bit. You can figure it out if you think about it. Rewind it and have some fun with it. That's the one beauty of the Pottercast. And don't be forgetting, you can make a request. You can call the request line. That's 323-HEAVE-O. H-E-A-V-E-H-O. That translates to, those letters translate to numbers. That's 1-323-432-8346. That's 323-432-8346. Now, we'll be cutting the commercial big back momentarily. Remember, the first one be a vintage commercial, then we have an actual commercial that pays the bills and all kinds of franchisee thingsies like that. And also gets the lawyers back in proper states with us, so we can keep ourselves... Well, we won't go into all the details. Back momentarily.
In Night of the Living Dead, director George A. Romero created a motion picture so uniquely terrifying, it became a classic. Then, in Dawn of the Dead, he took his extraordinary vision of horror one step further. Now, George A. Romero takes us out of the night, beyond the dawn, and into the darkest day of horror the world has ever known. Day of the Dead. From United Film Distribution, a Laurel production. Due to scenes of violence, no one under 17 admitted.
Now playing at a theater near you. Check newspapers for listing.
Nearly 300 years ago, on a moonless fall night, a woman was accused of being a witch and executed for her alleged crimes. With her last breath, she placed a curse upon the village of Coldbrook Creek. And to this day, her words echo throughout the hollow that once was.
All who enter shall be rooted to this place, and none
The Coldbrook curse lives again at Bradley Farms. Walk the cursed village of Coldbrook Creek, where shadows move and a dead cannot rest. Or take aim in the upper hollow at the undead shootout. Open Friday and Saturday nights in October from dusk until 10 p.m. at Bradley Farms, 1543 Maple Avenue, Elmira. For more details, visit coldbrookcurse.com. Pay to get in.
Pray to get out.
I love this time of year. It's always so much fun. You wander around and everybody thinks you're in costume. They don't think twice about your sword. They don't worry much about your swagger. And you can leave a dead body here or there, and no one much suspects a thing. Until it begins to smell, and you just say, "Special effects! Special effects!" Now here's a feller who knows special effects one way or the other. Worm Quartet with I Was in a Weird Al Pit at Riot Fest. New music right from the quartet themselves.
Understand, since 1984 I've been a drooling rabbit fan of self-constructed comedy played on accordion. If you'll forget the scansion. When I was 9, the first time I heard Beat It with the lyrics free find. It filled up dyssynapses in my adolescent mind, and I was just like, damn, son. Found his first album in the nice price bargain record bin, the best $3.99 I'd ever spent. A squeeze box flinging dude with full-on punk rock attitude, unleashing polka rage against the rock establishment. So all the while, he kept up with the trends in every single music style. There was no artist that he would not playfully defile. It could not be defeated. I'd seen him play, and though his show was awesome and his name blew me away, there was one minor criticism that I can relay, and that's that I was seated. When I saw he'd be live at Riot 2025 with Screeching Weasel, Weezer, and Green Day, I knew there'd be a chance that he'd compel the punks to dance. I bought a ticket, booked a flight, and I can proudly say you may have seen the Ramones back in 79. You may have seen Anthrax before they were signed, but I was in the Weird outfit at Riot Fest. The Rolling Stones when they rocked those plates. You may have seen Ozzy take a bat to the face, but I was in the Weird outfit at Riot Fest. It took a bit, the crowd was like a fire that was ready to be lit, but mission statement's never gonna start a circle pit, it's just too freaking dulcet. But then the strains of 90s reprints from a certain Rose from Kurt Cobain came ringing out, and soon the masses could not be contained. The crowd became convulsant. The friendliest of fits, no windmills, no karate twits, just screaming lyrics in each other's face. And as I caught my breath, they started chanting Wall of Death. Then the fat intro started and kept going. And okay, this is a long intro, we're kind of losing momentum here. Okay.
You ain't nothing.
Okay, and we charged into the space. You may have seen AC/DC with Axl Rose, you may have seen Guster playing women's clothes, but I was in the Weird outfit at Riot Fest. You may have seen Inside Out before Zach joined Rage, or seen NWA get arrested on stage, but I was in the Weird outfit at Riot Fest.
Let me hear you scream, we want polka!
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 Alright, open up this pit! Let's go!
Makeup kissed or see that my crowd sources your analysis, but I was in the Weird Al pit at Riot Fest.
You may have seen Johnny Cash at the Folsom Jail, or seen Amanda Palmer flash the Daily Mail, but I was in the Weird Al pit at Riot Fest. You may have seen War Kill the Rich and the Famous, or seen the Beach Boys play with John Stamos, and holy crap, that happened at the same damn Riot Fest. You may have seen Motley Crue on their final tour. You may have seen them again when they did 27 more. But I was in the Weird outfit at Riot Fest. My wife saying yes when I proposed, and the birth of her son was pretty cool, I suppose. But I was in the Weird outfit at Riot Fest.
Yes.
Great long pistol, there's lots of things that I would do. I wouldn't go a hunting rabbits, I would go a hunting you. I'd teach you how to trifle on me and try to break my heart in two. If I had a great long pistol, baby, what I'd do to you. I had a great long pistol, there's lots of things that I would change. I wouldn't start a playing cowboy way out on the western range. All I need is just one bullet and let me lay my eyes on you. I teach you how to trifle on me and try to break my heart in two. If I had a great long pistol, I wouldn't want to be a cop. I wouldn't want to play detective. I just want to see you drop. And then you couldn't trifle on me and always leave me in a whirl. If I had a great long pistol, I'd chase you all around the world. Now I've got my great long pistol, and it's nice and shiny too. If you want to push up daisies, just let me lay my eyes on you. You'd better start to praying, baby, praying that you can't be found. 'Cause I've got my great long pistol, and I'm gonna shoot you down. I really mean it, yes, I'm gonna mow you down.
Now, there be a love ballad, if ever I heard one. That's Jerry Herbie and his Texas Ranchers with Great Long Pistol. I was doing some research on it, and I guess it were in the beta. They had it in the beta version of Fallout 76. But for some reason, they took it out. Maybe it wasn't scary or disturbing or unpleasant enough. Or maybe it was just because it was too much of a true deep down into your soul love ballad. Now, here's one we haven't heard from on the show for quite some time. The Ghastly Ones with Spooky Girl. Wow!
She lives at the top of a haunted hill.
Hair of black, skin of white, looking lonely in the night.
Day of the devil and in him a fright. There's some things burning in my brain that would drive any average man insane. But she made me feel alright. She showed me her garden of dark delights.
I wanna be- chemistry. Oh yeah. Well, I thought that she loved me, but she put her voodoo spell on me. Oh yeah. Every night when the moon shines bright, guess I'm just a slave. I'll follow her to her grave. Oh yeah. In the midnight hour when I'm supposed to be sleeping, Ragolina called me and I got to go creeping around. Oh yeah, creeping around. She hypnotized you when she talked.
There'll be Aaron McNeil with Draculina. Now, here's a strange ditty we once again haven't played for some time. I asked one of the crew members to hand me one from a box over there. He handed it from a different box. I looked at it, and I say, well, it hasn't been spun for a while. Let's put this one on the table and see what plays out. And I think this will play out just fine. For if it doesn't, he'd be walking a plank. No, that's too simple. Well, we put him up in a crow's nest during the next storm, and according to the weather reports, it'll be very hairy soon. If it don't be a playing out. Yeah, I see a cowering over there. But well, let us get right to it. Susan Christie with I Love Onions.
I don't like snails or toads or frogs or strange things living under logs, but always jumping on my head, but I love onions.
Onions, onions, la la la. Onions, onions, ha ha ha. Onions, onions, la la la. Onions, onions, ha ha ha.
Rain or snow or hail or Moby Dick, the great white whale, but I love onions. I don't like shoes that pinch your toes or people who squirt you with a garden hose, but
we'll be right back.
It was highly prized by the ancient Egyptian pharaohs and their friends and cousins. It causes worrying of the eyes and rubefaction of the skin, but it is very, very tasty.
How very, very crude.
Candy was my whole life when I was a kid. That was first 10 years of my life. I think the only clear thought I had was get candy. That was it. Family, friends, school. They're just obstacles in the way of the candy. I'm out for the candy here. I'm just thinking, get candy, get candy, get candy, get candy, get candy. That's why you have to teach kids not to take candy from a stranger if they're playing in a playground, because they're such candy moron idiot brains. They're just... This man has candy, I'm going with him, goodbye, I don't care what happens to me, get candy, get candy, get candy, get candy. Don't go, they'll torture you, they'll kidnap you, it doesn't matter, he has an O. Henry, I have to take that chance. Get candy, get candy, get candy. So the first time you hear the concept of Halloween, when you're a kid, your brain can't even process the information. You can, you're like, what is this, what did you say? So what did you say about giving out candy? Who was giving out candy? Everyone that we know is just giving out candy? Are you kidding me? When is this happening? Where? Why? Take me with you. I gotta be a part of this. I'll do anything that they want. I can wear that. I'll wear anything I have to wear. I'll do anything I have to do to get the candy from those fools that are so stupidly giving it away. So the first couple of years, I made my own costumes, which of course suck, the ghost, the hobo, no good. Then finally, third year, begging the parents, got the Superman Halloween costume, not surprisingly. Cardboard box, cellophane top, mask included. Remember the rubber band on the back of that mask? That was a quality item there, wasn't it? That was good for about 10 seconds before it snapped out of that cheap little staple they put it in there with. You go to your first house, trick or snap, it broke, I don't believe it. Wait up, you guys, I gotta fix it. Hey, wait up! Wait up! That's what kids say, they don't say wait. They say wait up! Hey, wait up! Because when you're little, your life is up, the future is up, everything you want is up. Wait up, hold up, shut up. Mom, I'll clean up, let me stay up. Parents, of course, are just the opposite. Everything is down, just calm down. Slow down. Come down here, sit down, put that down. So I had my little costume, I was physically ready, I was preparing myself. I did not try on the costume prior to Halloween. Do you remember this? This is an obscure one, but on the side of the box, I remember this, on my Superman costume, it actually said, do not attempt to fly. They printed that as a warning, because kids were putting it on and going off the roofs. You know. I love the idea of the kid who's stupid enough to think he actually is Superman, but smart enough to check that box before he goes off the roof. Wait, let me see if it says anything about me being Superman. Oh, wait a second here. So anyway, but my hopes were up. I was thinking that this is probably the same exact costume that Superman wears himself. And you put these things on, it's not exactly the super fit that you are hoping for. It looks more like Superman's pajamas is what it looks like. It's all kind of loose and flowing, and the neckline kind of comes down about there. Flimsy little ribbon string in the back. Plus, my mother makes me wear my winter coat over the costume anyway. I don't recall Superman wearing a jacket. Not like I had cheap corduroy phony fur. Boy, I'm Superman, but it's a little chilly out, and I'm glad I've got this cheap little 10-year-old kid's jacket. So I'm going out, I'm trick-or-treating, but the mask, the rubber band keeps breaking, it keeps getting shorter. I'm fixing it, it's getting tighter and tighter on my face. You know when it starts slicing into your eyeballs there and you're trying to breathe through that little hole? It's getting all sweaty. I can't see, I can't breathe, we gotta keep going, we gotta get the candy. And a half hour into it, you just take that mask, oh, the hell with it! Bing bong, yeah, it's me, give me that candy. Yeah, I'm Superman, look at the pant legs, what do you care? Remember those last couple years, trick-or-treating, getting a little too old for it? Still out there, going through the motions. Bing bong, come on, lady, let's go. Halloween doorbells, candy, let's pick it up in there. Come to the door, they always ask you those same stupid questions. What are you supposed to be? I'm supposed to be done by now. You want to move it along with the Three Musketeers? I got 18 houses on this block, sweetheart. Just hit the bag, we hit the road. That's the way it works. Sometimes they give you that little white bag twisted on the top. You know, that's going to be some crap candy. Doesn't have the official Halloween markings on it. Hold it, lady. Wait a second. What is this? The orange marshmallow shaped like a big peanut? Do me a favor. You keep that one. Yeah, we have all the doorstops we need already. Thank you. We're going for name candy only this year.
Ha ha! There be Jerry Seinfeld on Halloween. Aye, you're never too old to go trick-or-treating. But if your attitude not be right, get off the street. You need not be far. When I show up to go trick-or-treating, and they say, what are you supposed to be? I say, either I'm a pirate or I'm a politician. Either way, it's tax time, baby. Ah, now that's the attitude they truly love. We'll be cutting a commercial. Be back momentarily.
Every once in a while, there is a special kind of horror film that becomes a horror classic. In 1931, it was Frankenstein. In 1932, it was Dracula. In 1971, it was Rosemary's Baby. In 1973, it was The Exorcist. And this year it is From Beyond the Grave. Secret worlds become public nightmares, where children's play toys are the devil's weapons. A truly terrifying motion picture, where death is just the beginning, and the grave is not just a resting place. And pleasant rooms become evil tombs. From Beyond the Grave, the horror picture you will remember all your life.
Okay, go ahead. Ready when you are.
Be ready. Be ready for what?
Ready for you to do the commercial.
What that commercial be ye a-plattering about?
The Comic-Con commercial?
Comic-Con? Which one is it a-being?
It's Twin Tiers Comic-Con. You know, the one at the Arden Mall on November 15th and 16th. Just read the script, please.
Well, what script you be a-yammering about?
The one in front of you, on the stand, beside the microphone.
This stand? This here stand? Will it be empty?
What? Oh, no, it's... Oh, my, here, can you put this on the stand and read it, please?
Yes. That's not bad. That's sounding fairly good. Yes, I like...
Out loud, please!
Oh, yes. Join me, the captain, and parts of the crew, as we be a-setting sail and making our port a call right there at Twin Tiers Comic-Con this year, November 15th and 16th, at the Arnett Mall. How that be? Be that good? Well, I be off, and what be with all the drums, boy?
But, captain!
Things are doing...
Captain!
People is the seas.
You didn't read the rest of the script! And the levels were off.
Ah, I'm getting a wee bit concerned. Haven't heard much of Babushka. And every time she gets quiet, things go bump in the night. And not always good ways either. Sometimes she, well, if you've been listening, you know part of what that crazy woman be doing. It's concerning, that's what it be. Oh, and don't forget, call in my requests to 323-HEAVE-HO. 323-HEAVE-HO. 1-32-432-8346. You can also be joining us there on the Book of Face. That'd be right. The Book of Face. That'd be, let's see. The Book of Face be where you can join us on the Captain's Quarter Show Pottercast. Podcast, they say. I say it's pronounced Pottercast. It's a Captain's Quarter Show Podcast. And we have the group and the page. Go to the group. That's where all the fun be. And it's easy to join in. It's all you have to do is not be, how do the kids, the groovy kids say it now? Oh yes, don't be a tool. I do not be, I know what I mean, but whatever it be, don't be it, for it must be bad. For that's what all the groovy kids say these days. Ah, now, let's see. Oh, yes. Let's see, what was that? I just misplaced it again. We need a new maid around here. But the last one ran away screaming. Something about what was an octopus and an alligator doing in her... Something. I don't know. You think that people would be... Not, would, why would people be surprised to find an alligator in their... I don't know what they were. Store box or locker or something. Alligators happen. They just do. Don't you have alligator problems from time to time? You just, try you keep a large wooden stick thing. You just knock him right on the head and he settles right down. Give me one moment. Where did I put it? There you go. Nope, that's it. Here it is. One moment. It's hippie. London Wainwright the Third with Ghost Blues. I guess we chose this one for some people aren't feeling very chipper. And I don't mean no one why. This is the time of year when you use chippers to get rid of things.
My old dog misses me so. To the beach at the dog park, he don't wanna go. Oh, he lies there waiting at the foot of my bed. Because he knows I'm right there, even though I'm dead. Your late husband, that would be me. I've been gone so long, I'm just a faint memory. I've been disparaged and passing by your friends late at night. I blew out the candles on them, it served them right. The day that I died, I knew I was toast. Next day I was hanging out with Marley's ghost. Helmer's father, he's a friend of mine. That old king can't keep from crying. At my memorial service, there was quite a turnout. Some stayed away, hey, what was that all about? Tell me, didn't she love me? Didn't he care? Nobody saw me, but I was right there. I was doing the head count. Now I'm out of the picture, yeah, I'm off of the hook. Just a chunk of time, that was all that it took. Was it a shot from a gun? A slip of a knife? I don't know what killed me, Lord, it might have been life. I had a few children, wrote a few songs. I got some of it right and a lot of it wrong. I bought a few houses, a few boats, a few cars. Being a ghost, you might as well be on Mars. 'Cause you're so far out.
being a ghost. Yeah, you're just in between. Each and every day of the year is Halloween. Yeah, yeah, hanging around, but you're not really there. You're hovering over your own old easy chair. Lord, I was hoping for heaven. Yeah, I would have been swell. 'Cause being a ghost, it's just like being in hell. You're hungry and you're tired and you can't get no rest. And though I'd settle for heaven, oblivion would be best. I've been flying around, rattling chains, appearing in mirrors just to make you insane. Making those noises in your house late at night, yeah. I got to haunt you even though it ain't right. My old dog, he misses me so. To the beach, to the dog park, he don't wanna go. Oh, he lies, yeah, waiting at the foot of my bed. Because he knows I'm right there, even though I'm dead.
Hey, we just heard from Babushka, and it was actually good news this time. She got a postcard from Carrier Pigeon from... I'm so excited. Stammering here. We haven't heard from Molly for a while, and we just get a little concerned. I mean, she's just a sweet, innocent little girl out in the big world, and it's so scary out there. And, but she's on the college, and, well, you know how it be. You're just a parent, and you're just worried about your little, sweet, innocent girl. She brought in this postcard. It said, "Dear Mama Babushka and Daddy Captain." Ah, she's such a sweet little child. "Been having fun, and... making lots of friends. Been having some trouble in chemistry class. They say my ideas aren't physically possible, but I showed them. Went down to the taco truck and mixed up things the right way. Got a little... I can't... rambunctious exothermic reaction... Tacos flying everywhere. People thrilled. Taco truck owner not so much. But got an A in chemistry class. Something, something. More taco juice here. Having grand time. Next class, teaching them how to throw battle axes properly at moving objects. Teacher nervous." Love, Molly. I miss that girl. I really do. But it's good to hear she's able to feed the masses and get an A in class. Be that cooking class, or be that chemistry class. I don't... I should let her know she should be getting credit for cooking classes.
It's raining tacos from out of the sky. Tacos, no need to ask why. Just open your mouth and close your eyes. It's raining tacos.
It's raining tacos out in the street. Tacos, all you can eat. Lettuce and shells, cheese and meat. It's raining tacos. Yum, 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 yum.
Cheese, 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 cheese.
It's raining tacos. Raining tacos. tacos. Rain and tacos. It's rain and tacos.
It's rain and tacos.
Sorry mess I am to see. Even friends can't stand to look at me. Oh, I despise my leprosy. Gradually, I'm not half the man I used to be. Pieces keep on falling off of me. It happens now so gradually. When my tongue fell off, I don't know, I couldn't say. I said,
"Womp, womp, womp."
Now I long for that sweet day when I had no leprosy. Making love with me could never be. Yes, I've lost my chance for ecstasy. Oh, I despise my leprosy.
One always just breaks me right up. You fall off with leprosy. Now, we have... This is a song that takes me back. It never felt quite like Halloween time until I listened to the Dr. Mento show late into the night and heard this here very song. The Five Jones Boys with Mr. Ghost Goes to Town. Do do dee do dee do dee do dee do dee do. Ha ha! You start singing that during the day, and people all look at you, and they start to move away. Why? Because they don't understand, and those that do started dancing along with you. Good memories, good memories from many years ago.
Who's there? Who's there? Up there on the stairs. Beware, beware. I hear somebody coming up on his toes. Oh, look, there he goes. Why, Mr. Ghost is going to town. He takes his cane, his gloves, and his hat. And like a cat, he hurries down the alley. The moon is bright. And this is the night when Mr. Ghost is going to town. And he can't be late. He's got a date to do a little stepping. He'll shake his bone to hot saxophone. 'Cause Mr. Ghost is going to town.
Mm-hmm.
and he can't be late. He's got a date to do a little stepping. He shakes his bones to hot saxophone, 'cause Mr. the Ghost is going to town.
Come in. Oh, Freddy! I just can't thank you enough for all those absolutely repulsive gifts. First night of Halloween, Freddy gave to me
a bat!
A bat hanging in a dead tree. On the second night of Halloween, Freddy gave to me two clawed gloves and a bat hanging in a dead tree. On night number three, Freddy gave to me three henchmen and a another bat. Sheesh. Then I opened the door and saw a revolving bed of nails. Oh, with a broken mirror on the ceiling. Oh, well, gal needs her beauty rest. On the fifth night of Halloween, Freddy gave to me
five poison rings.
Number six, Freddy gave to me six beasts of growling. Hey, will you guys just pipe down, please? I'm trying to sing here. Hello? And I was so excited to get a whole year of zombie maid service. Oh, oh, hey, you guys, what's the coffin, please? On the eighth night of Halloween, Freddy gave to me eight Iron Maidens. And another bat hanging in a dead tree. How original. On the ninth night of Halloween, Freddy gave to me nine drooling ghouls. Oh, they're so cute, but messy. Have a whole galaxy named after me. Elvira's Galaxy of Doom. Such a romantic. On the 11th night of Halloween, Freddy gave to me 11 werewolves howling. Ooh, oh, that tickles. On the 12th night of Halloween, Freddy gave to me 12 victims screaming. And guess what? Another bat. Oh, and in addition to all the other cool junk, on the 13th night, Freddy gave me an all-expense-paid trip to Transylvania on a broom bill for two. A swamp, the most adorable black widow sweater you have ever seen. Yada, yada, yada. Anyway, unpleasant dreams.
There be Elvira with 13 nights of Halloween. Well, we have Babushka standing by, and she's going to regale us with a wonderful a wonderful tune. One she says is in honor of Dr. Demento, for she has fond memories of him too. And I say this much, maybe the best way she could honor him is by not singing this song. But either way, she says she's going to go through with it and sing it. So without further ado, to Babushka.
Hello there, everybody in podcast land. I just want to say, I hope my personal hero, Dr. Demento, has a fantastic retirement. And in his honor, I sing now. I has a sad story to tell you. It may hurt your feelings a bit. Last night when I walk into my bathroom, I step in a big pile of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and use always looking.
I think I'll break off with me girlfriend. Her antics are queer, I'll admit. Each time I say, darling, I love ya, she tells me that I'm full of shave and cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day, and you'll always be looking keen.
And baby fell out of the window.
And you'd think that her head would be split.
But good luck was met here that morning.
She fell in a barrel of shaving cream.
Be nice and clean. Shave every day and use always looking. An old lady died in her bathtub. She died from a terrible fit. In order to fulfill her wishes, she was buried in 6 feet of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and use always looking.
When I was in France with the army, one day I looked into my kit. I thought I would find me a sandwich. With this woman around, you never know what you'll find in there. But the darn thing was loaded with shave and cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen.
And now, folks, my story is ended.
And I think it is a time I should quit.
If any of yours all feels offended,
just stick your head in a barrel of
shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and yours always look keen.
Good retirement, my friend. Good retirement. Well, I do believe we've all been tortured well enough by that. Good night.
So just chill till the next episode.